The Venus transit across the face of the sun is a relatively rare event. It occurs in pairs with more than a century separating each pair. So this is, in many cases, a once-in-a-lifetime event for a lot of people. You know, there have been about 53 of these transits of Venus across the sun between 2000 B.C., and the last one was in 2004. So we are going to be able to see it again. And what people are going to see at about 6 p.m. on June 5th, they will be able to see a black dot on the sun, and that is Venus. What's happening is Venus, in its orbit around the sun, its position is going to be between the Earth and the sun.
And we're always taught that it's dangerous to look at the sun. Are there any precautions that people need to take in order to view this?
Okay, that is of utmost importance. You cannot look at the sun for long periods of time without protective eyewear, which would be something like a solar shade, which has a special lens in it that you can look at the sun, or look through what we call a solar scope, which is actually a telescope, and there's a special lens on the where the light comes into the telescope that would protect your eyes. The general public can come by Drake Planetarium tomorrow to use those solar scopes, and we have a solar viewer that's going to be here, and then we also have some solar viewing boxes. The prime time for this event is 6:05. We will have activities all day long preceding that time, so people will be able to come in and see a large image of the sun before the actual transit begins, because we have a live feed from NASA here. We also have a transit planetarium show that's going to actually give the history behind the transit and why it's important throughout time.
Why is it important?
Transits of planets have been used to estimate the distance of that planet from Earth. So the transit is one of those times that you can get a fairly accurate reading of distance.
Now, I think that the Drake Planetarium is a fairly well-kept secret. I didn't know it was there, and I bet a lot of other people don't know it either.
Steve, we have a full-blown planetarium that seats 70 people. We have a star machine. And just recently, the Best Buy Foundation, we received a grant from them to purchase a full-dome projection digital system as well. Typically, you know, Drake Planetarium serves about 40,000 school children a year. And we have not extended this out into the public. So that may be part of the reason you haven't heard about us, but that's all changing. This planetarium is going to give access to the general public now.
Tomorrow from 2 p.m. through 8 p.m., the Drake Planetarium at Norwood High School will offer shows to the public every hour on the hour. And at 4 p.m., world-renowned astronomer and physicist Dr. Frank Drake, for whom the planetarium is named, will give a lecture. I'm Steve Hirschberg.